See, a lot of times in the Old Testament, God will design a person's life to be a foreshadowing, to be a parallel to Jesus. There are a zillion parallels to Jesus in the Old Testament. Even quite a number of characters that God purposely designed their life to be a foreshadowing of Jesus. So you can come up with some more, and if you want to, feel free. But here are some of the things I've found. I do this in a who am I. So, but you'll see what I'm doing with Jesus and Joseph. So who am I? I am the beloved son of my father. My father sent me far away on an errand of kindness. In carrying out my mission, my own people, because of jealousy, delivered me into the hand of strangers. I was sold for shekels of silver. I was strongly tempted, but resisted. When an old man saw my face, he said he could die now. Because of my righteousness, I was falsely accused and condemned. I was stripped of my robe. Two others were punished with me, though one of them was restored. God was with me and reversed the terrible injustices. I came to have all authority, second only to the supreme monarch himself. Even those who sold me ultimately bowed down before me. I became the means whereby God saved the very ones who wronged me. After my quote-unquote death, I encountered first the 10, then the 11, who am I? Now, I don't know if you've caught all of those, but wow, you start looking at Joseph's life and think about it in parallel with Jesus, that's pretty incredible. I mean, wow, God really did design so many details in Joseph's life to be parallel with Jesus. And you don't even see those when you read through the story of Joseph the first time, the second time, the third time, or whatever. You know, but once you see them, it's like, wow, there's a whole other level of studying this story. You know, you can look at this in a whole different way, and it's just remarkable. Who but God could ever have the depth to design all of that?